E7ROX.
Welcome to the Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link connected.
Well, thanks for popping in. I always enjoy having someone from out east. I usually call for you guys right off the bat because, the time difference, but you're welcome to join us anytime. And thank you for doing so. Have yourself a great week. Look forward to catching you there again next Sunday or someone Sunday thereafter. Okay, so we don't seem to have anybody else in Yorkton. We'll give one more shout. Anybody else out east tonight in the VE1, VE3 area? If you're there, I'd love to talk to you. Please come now. Moose Jaw, 1800-1800, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Who do we have in Moose Jaw tonight for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat? Please come now. One more time for the city of Moose Jaw. Anybody in Moose Jaw tonight for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat? If so, please come now. Okay, let's go back up north again. Note 1802, Nipawin. Do we have anybody in Nipawin this evening for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat? Love to talk to you. Please come now. More call for Nipawin. Anybody in Nipawin this evening for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat? Please come now. We'll get back to the home turf, my home turf, Rokenville, Saskatchewan, oil can capital of the world. You're probably tired of me hearing you say that, but it is the world oil can capital, so we've got to advertise that. Anybody in the Rokenville area tonight, please come now.
VA4, CJP.
Good evening, Colin. Long time no talk. What's new in your ballpark and what you been up for the last couple of weeks besides trying to get out of the heat?
Good afternoon or good evening. That's been one of the main challenges is staying out of the heat. It's been hard to do there. We've had a few service calls and a bit of tower maintenance to do, so some of the days it's been pretty warm sitting out there in the sun, but we've been managing, hanging out in the house most of today and this weekend, so still did manage though to climb up onto the roof of the house. I've been diving back into my Meshtastic stuff again. I got one of the nodes taken down off of one of our 120-foot towers. I've been having it on the bench here and been running some tests and diagnosing it, and it's really weird because I can't seem to find any problems. It seems to work perfect on the ground, but doesn't work very good up the tower, so I'm thinking I might be getting maybe a little bit of descent from all the wireless access points there. So, and while we're down on the ground, I've been reflashing everything over to MeshCore, which is similar idea, just a slightly different firmware load on the same hardware. So I've been playing and experimenting with that here for the last couple of days. Over.
Yep, copy that. That's a good way to stay out of the sunshine for the most part. Climbing towers, if you're high up, at least you get a little bit of breeze, usually. Maybe no mosquitoes. But ever stop to think maybe the radio just doesn't like height? I can relate to that part.
That's been pretty fun. I was up on the roof of the house today, and I was quite surprised because with the wind, it didn't seem too hot, but just doing a satellite mount on the roof and then climbing up the tower and then picking up the mount, it was pretty warm up there, so the steel even was getting pretty hot, but yeah, interesting weather, and it sounds like it's going to be like this for another week here, so, and then maybe cool down a little bit next week, but we'll see how it goes. Looking for good weather next week, we might go and check out the Land of the Living Skies out your way there and watch the fireworks show out by Mooseman Lake. Over.
Node 5.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, it's usually a pretty good show. I've been, once for sure. I can't remember if it went a second time or not. I think it might have. But yeah, they're usually a pretty good show and there's lots of things going on, so keeps people busy. Just take the bug spray, and it should be a good show. Well, you've definitely been busy, and that's good. Hopefully you have a good week this week as well, and not too much outdoor where you have to climb onto. Yeah, the towers do get kind of hot in the hands. Good for leather gloves. One more time, back to you. Do we have anybody else in the Rokenville area tonight? If so, please come now.